Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we have learned in painful instances, and it's certainly valid in this instance.
Well, gentlemen,
what did he just say?
It's an easy argument for the White House to make that this is hearsay for now. That's something their supporters are certainly going to latch on to. The other thing the White House is trying to do is say again that these are bureaucrats, as Stephanie Grisham, the press secretary, described them, bureaucrats with a foreign policy gripe. They just didn't like what the president was doing, so now they're upset and they're taking it out and putting their complaints in public.
Okay, hearsay. I cover this on a podcast just recently, whenever this legislator, Democrat from Illinois, said that hearsay is better than hearing it straight from the horse's mouth. Who needs that? Who needs verifiable evidence? This podcast is not going to be about the right or the left. This is going to be about what's right and what's wrong. So Proverbs 18:8 says this: "The words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly." I'm going to read that again. "The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly." What is hearsay? According to Webster's, it's a rumor. It's gossip. It's tittle-tattle. It's idle chatter. It's idle talk. It is mere talk, stories, tales. What did I just read? "The words of a tale bearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly." The belly is where your spirit is seated. It's where it's housed. You get butterflies in your belly. You get the heebie-jeebies in your belly. You get the good feelings in your belly. You get gas in your belly. Your belly tells you a lot. Disposes. You get a lot that tells you about your homeostasis, about your mental health, your emotional health. Do you feel safe? Do you feel welcome? Do you feel secure? Do you feel understood? Do you feel loved? Do you feel appreciated? Do you feel respected? Do you feel honored? All of those feelings are generated in your gut, and they're perceived by your mind, your senses, what you hear, what you taste, what you smell, and what you can perceive, and what you then process through your mind by reason, by facts, by, you know, we're always accumulating information. That's what we do. We acquire information for the purpose of understanding, for the purpose of making decisions, for the purpose of ultimately connecting, whether it's connecting dots, connecting people, right? Connecting each other, connecting to one another, disconnecting from one another. The exception I take with hearsay becoming a normative, becoming a cultural norm, notwithstanding legalities, I'm not talking about a courtroom. I'm not an attorney, although I'm speaking with lots of attorneys lately about rules of evidence. Rules of evidence. There are rules around evidence. Did you know that our court system is one of but maybe three or four who actually practice this? In other countries, you don't have the luxury of your Sixth Amendment. You do not get to face your accusers. Hearsay is not even called hearsay. It can be considered a fact because someone thought it, they thunk it, they said it, they perceived it. Their perception trumps any valid fact of an occurrence that can ultimately legally send you up the creek without a paddle. That is scary. That should terrify you, that we would attempt to make hearsay. Remember what I said, rumor, gossip, tattle, idle chatter, idle talk, mere talk, stories and tales, tidbits of information. Another word, I love this, the grapevine, scuttlebutt. That should be over various chambers of Congress. Herein lies the scuttlebutts that we've elected to represent our nation. Why is this so important? It's important for you to understand the power of a talebearer. I have a quick story for you. I had a woman who lied about me and about her role in my life and in my career. And she lied about my character. She gossiped about me. She told tales about me. And because it was hearsay, other people shared that game of telephone with each other in my life. Eventually, the story made its way back to me because that's what it does. But by the time it gets back to you, it's completely different. We all played it as kids, right? It's just hearsay because we hear what we want to, and we all have different filters, which is why evidence, cold, hard evidence, blood stains, other things, very important to bring to an accusation against someone. This was an accusation against my character. It was an accusation against a decision that I had made. It was an accusation against an agreement that I made with this particular person. And it was completely false. It was a tale. But once the damage is done in people's minds based on gossip and tales, and you have no way of refuting it, no way of defending yourself, the damage is done. It's out there, right? That's hearsay. I took that stuff down into my belly, and it was like a wound, and I started on a path with stomach problems unlike I'd ever had before. They would keep me up at night. I couldn't stay out of the bathroom. I mean, this is personal information, but this is what happens when people lie on you, and it's affecting, and it could have ramifications. Have you ever had someone lie about you or on you, as people say, and you couldn't defend yourself? It's horrible. It wreaks havoc on your body and your psyche, your emotions, all of that. Okay. The Bible also says that we will be held accountable for every idle word. And I've always thought that was meant to say that just, you know, our stupid chatter, maybe cuss words, because that's my shortcoming. You know, I'm like, oh, crap. Boy, I hope you're not keeping score of every single word I've said, but every idle word. Now, if hearsay, aka gossip, tattles, idle chatter, tales, stories, otherwise known as lies, because they all get twisted, whether your intention is misinformation or disinformation or just to share information, if you haven't gotten it from the horse's mouth, I want to encourage you to shut yours. And if you're on the receiving end of a tale bearer, I want to encourage you and empower you and insist that you do the world a favor and shut that person down. Don't sit there with your own ears plugged. I want you to do that person a favor and call them to a higher level of living by living your own higher level of constitution, by not receiving that crap into your own person. I don't care what Congress says. I don't care what your judiciary says. This is basic right and wrong. I'm not talking congressional procedure or courtroom procedure. This is basic right and wrong. If you cannot filter through what's right and what's wrong, you are going to be in trouble. Perilous times are before us. And you have to be able to pass that on to your kids. Lying can be as simple as hearsay, sharing gossip. You didn't get it firsthand. If you didn't get it firsthand, don't be the person that continues to wound your neighbor, your family, your spouse, your children, this country. Just shut it down. Speaking of communication, I am a political consultant, something that I've always consulted on, particularly with female candidates and men, is hair, because we are always communicating something, whether we think so or not. And our hair communicates a lot about us, believe it or not. People who do not take care of their hair looks dry. It looks like straw. Maybe it's thinning. It tells me it's dull, right? There's just no life in it. Some people really don't take that much time with their hair. I want to encourage you that you are saying something to everyone around you with the health of your hair. And one way you can do that is by going to ovationhair.com to save 20% off site-wide by using my name, Monica, as your code word, to receive a fabulous Christmas gift set for only $59.95. While supplies last, it's over $140 value. You know what you're going to get? Shampoo, conditioner, hair mask, cell therapy treatment, which takes 2 to 3 minutes in your shower 2 to 3 times a week. I've only been using it for a very short period of time, and I can tell you I have shine, I have bounce, it's thicker, it's fuller. People are asking me, what have you done to your hair? I have a lot of hair. My hair is very fine, but with this product, it looks like I've got, you know, a wig. But I don't. So I want to encourage you to go check it out at ovationhair.com, 20% off site-wide. Use the code word Monica. I'm loving the products. It's also healthy. That's very important to me. Paraben-free, poison-free, all that stuff is very important. What we put into our bodies, through our scalps, matter. Remember, communication is key. You are always communicating. Your hair is usually the first thing that walks through the door, so you need it to be tight, right? You need to slay your hair. That's one way to do it. Okay, you can check me out at Monica On Air Talk on Twitter. Subscribe to my podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, other podcast mediums. Share it with your colleagues, family, friends. I appreciate it. Monica Letters, your Monica Letters at monica@monicamatthews.com. Subscribe to my newsletters at monicamatthews.com. Check out my live broadcast every Sunday from 12 to 2 on 95.5 FM, WSB Radio, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Be kind to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.